L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you are relying on external validation, this is going to lead to a lot of unhealthy dynamics. So you're going to overly sexualize yourself because you want to get attention from guys. You want to be seen. It makes you feel loved. And you don't even realize this, some of you, because it's so deep rooted and subconscious that it just feels normal to you.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. How is everybody feeling today? I must say, as I'm recording this, it is very cold and rainy in New York. Have you guys set up your Christmas trees already? I'm not sure when this episode's coming out. Maybe you probably already have. Maybe it's past Christmas by the time you guys are seeing this. I'm not even exactly sure, but it is definitely Christmas season. I'm in the holiday spirit. Are you? I don't know. Guys, something about this year just has been really good to me. I feel like this year has been really, really good. And oh, glory to God. So in this podcast episode, angels, I want to go into the importance of self-validation and honestly how this can significantly impact your mental and emotional well-being. Now, I have done a video on this in the past, but there was a heavy focus on the social media aspect. And, you know, in my podcast in general, I just want to get into more real life examples, such as, you know, seeking validation from, you know, male attention, from parents, from friends, and of course, social media as well. And I hope, honestly, by the end of this podcast episode, that you'll be able to break free from needing that external validation and that you'll be able to cultivate a stronger sense of self-worth and peace and have peace in your life if that is something that you struggle with. So let's just begin by talking about seeking validation through male attention. Now, girl, oh yeah, I have learned that there is just, I don't know what's been going on in society these days, and I could make a million jokes about it, and believe me, I really want to. But all jokes aside, I believe that this seeking male validation just stems from the lack of having a father and a healthy relationship with your father in the household, or maybe a healthy relationship with your father in general. That's where this stems from. There is just a certain, and I know that people might find this to be alarming or whatever, but there is a certain wholesomeness that you possess when you have an active father in your life. I notice a trend, a theme with women that don't have a strong father figure in their life, how they turn out to be. Now, that's not to say that people that grew up in two-parent households or have an active father in their life, that sometimes they don't do certain things either, but there is just a certain wholesomeness that they possess. And that means also not being super like dominant, you know, and like being like a feminist, which like I am not a feminist. No one on this channel should identify as a feminist either. It's just that eradicates the traditional values of a family home. End of story. But there's a lot of things that contribute to wanting to seek that male validation. And I can certainly tell you that the times, in all transparency, where I wasn't on the best terms with my dad, the guys that I was dating at the time were the worst. They were like the bottom of the bottom. Mind you, I have a great relationship with my father. So I can only imagine if I didn't, and I was just going through your regular run-of-the-mill hiccups, and how my life would have turned out if I didn't actually have my active father in my life like I do. I can't imagine what I could have turned out to be, you know? And that's not to demonize anyone, because you can't control if you don't have a father in your life. But I noticed that a lot of women that don't usually have that strong, active father in their lives, they tend to be more male. They tend to seek more attention from men. They tend to want to feel, what makes them feel loved and valued is that physical touch and that physical intimacy with a lot of guys, or they just don't even have a conscience or care about who gets with them or what have you. They just don't care at all. You know, I was talking to one of my friends' cousins, and he was telling me a story about him being in college and stuff. And I already knew the game, and he wanted to kind of get my advice on it. And he was saying that he basically met with this girl. The first time they met, she performed a certain service for him. I'm saying that very politically correct. They're kids, you know. And they just met. And he can tell that she was like down for the cause. And he just did not want to go there because for him, it was even weird. But she began to kind of ghost him and stop communication because for her, him not going all the way made her feel rejected. And isn't that funny how normally in a circumstance you would think, oh, this guy's trying to be respectful because he understands that you just met that night. You shouldn't just be, you know, getting with people you just met like 3 seconds ago. And I said to him, be careful of this girl because this girl clearly likes to gift, you know, those services as a way of getting affection and intimacy out of guys. I would never want to be with someone like that. That is someone that is a lost cause. I mean, you have to think, you're not going to go and want that girl to be your girlfriend or your wife because it's like, you're obviously going to be like, okay, well, who else is she doing this with? Then you have to think about the fact that you're in college, you're drinking, all these different things. There are a lot of factors that come into play, and that's just not someone you want to be with. And he was like, yeah, you know what? You're absolutely right. Like, she was just a little bit too fast for me. Imagine a college person saying that you're too fast for them. How fast are you? You understand? So anyways, there are a lot of societal pressures and a lot of conditioning, I would say, that often makes us kind of seek validation from our romantic partners. And I don't care who you are, this is where we can all agree as human beings, being a woman, is that you go through a long phase of, does he like me? Does he like me? Does he like me? And if you live life correctly, that ends up turning into, well, do I like him? I know you like me. How? We'll figure that out. But meaning in what way you like me, proving that you genuinely do like me the way that you say you do, are your words aligning with your actions on a consistent basis, not over a week, not over a month's worth of time, okay, but over a consistent basis, all right? But this is the mindset shift, and it only comes through experience and through wisdom, honestly, is learning to stop even dressing for the male gaze. That's why I always say to you guys this. Notice every person that has a transformation or even a come to God moment. And I'm being very serious when I say a come to God moment. Notice the first thing that they do is they change their physical appearance, right? And I know psychologically it's because you want the outside to match the inside and vice versa. And it gets pretty deep and everything like that. But just speaking in general, the first thing they do is cover up. All of a sudden it's like, classy. I don't want everything to be shown. I want everything to be hidden. Like, notice that becomes it because you realize men are going to like you regardless of whether you have a long dress on. Okay. Look at our grandmas. All right. They had no problems having kids, finding a man in those long gowns and those grandma dresses. It was working for them. It was working for grandma. Okay. Now, real men are going to find you appealing without needing to see everything on display. Emotionally mature men don't want to be with a girl who's literally showing everything on display and that's how she dresses, because that's going to tell you, one, how long he's going to keep you, and also what he thinks of you, because men understand that they are very physical creatures. They don't want their girlfriend walking around, literally boobs hanging out. And how do you introduce that woman to your friends? You should not be in fear of bringing this girl to a family dinner because you don't know what she's going to wear. She just can't dress appropriately. And I'm telling you, as superficial as this may sound, the girls that get it, get it. The ones that don't, just simply don't. If you don't, you can go. People like to say like, oh, but it's about dressing for yourself. Like, it doesn't matter what they think of it. yes, it's about dressing for yourself, but when it comes to revealing everything, there's a huge part of you that actually does want that attention. It's so deep rooted in you, you just don't even realize it. Because I'm telling you, once you have a sobering moment, you're going to all of a sudden want to be covered up and you don't want to show it all because you understand the value and the importance of yourself and you really value yourself. Watch, every single person on the earth goes through that. And also, relying on external validation can honestly lead to a lot of unhealthy dynamics, right? And jeopardize your self-esteem, all right? Especially if you're pursuing men based on validation, right? Oh, God forbid, you know, you wear the hottest outfit you thought you were, you looked the best in, and so-and-so like rejected you or you got with a guy and he stopped speaking to you. Now, all of a sudden you feel huge rejection. So if you're pursuing men based on your validation and or getting validation and out of ego instead of based on actual compatibility, you're going to see a lot of issues unfold. Get serious. Seriously, get serious. Because when you are trying to find, you guys, some people are so misguided in life. They don't realize why they keep attracting the same type of guy. Some of you are attracting only scammers and then you want to complain about how men suck and how all guys are the same. Some of you men that are on this channel, you are complaining about women, but all you're dating are girls that are in the nightlife. You're dating girls that have to appeal to men in order to make the money that they make. And then you want to generalize all women and make it seem like all women are like that. This is why women don't deserve things because they're leaving me for this guy that has more money, all these different things. Notice people that are in like corporate that are making very good money, six figures and above, you know, the 1% that everyone likes to complain about. Yeah, them. Notice they don't worry about these types of concerns. Notice they're not concerned with like, man, women just are so ungrateful and all these different things. Because this is the thing, as a society, a lot of us want what is out of our reach. We want what's out of our reach. Some of us need to back it up so that we can redo it. There's no way that you want all the traditional expectations of, you know, in a partner, but you're not pulling your weight in order to achieve said thing. It's one thing if you are working toward it and you are legitimately in the motion of doing it. And it's another thing where you want to just keep a woman, which is usually the case, on a wish and a hope. Some people are just not ready to fully date yet. Dedicate yourself to your craft. Take a couple years off. It won't kill you. It won't kill you, bud. Get more steady and financially set, because how are you going to build a household with a woman when you cannot pull any of your weight? You don't have the grit to really put action behind that entrepreneurial spirit that you have. A lot of you are fake entrepreneurs. You like to talk a big game. You have no action behind any of the things that you're doing. And you're wondering why you are failing when it comes to dating. You're wondering why after this girl probably doesn't speak to you after a dinner, you're offended, not because of really the rejection, but because you wasted $150 at a steakhouse, okay? And you just want your money back. That's what you're really mad at. You're not really mad at her. You're mad at the fact that you just spent the money, okay? But that's another subject. Anyways, like I said, when you are relying on external validation, this is going to lead to a lot of unhealthy dynamics. So you're going to overly sexualize yourself because you want to get attention from guys. You want to be seen. It makes you feel loved. And you don't even realize this, some of you, because it's so deep rooted and subconscious that it just feels normal to you. Well, this is just what I look good in. I like having my boobs immediately under my chin. I like showing my nipples. I like buying Kim Kardashian's shirt with the nipples showing and poking through because I think it looks cute. Because I think it's trendy. I love it. What do you mean? Like, it's all about like positivity and like loving your body. Okay. It's interesting that loving your body somehow translates to people as being naked in front of everyone. I don't believe in that. I think loving yourself is also preservation. I think loving yourself from a traditional perspective is only keeping that for one person. I think there's beauty in that. Or is that like not attractive to some people? I don't really know. But what I do believe in from a traditional perspective is I'm not going to be showing everything, putting everything on display for everyone. I just don't have a desire to do that. And I'm sure a lot of people will grow out of that because, listen, we all go through phases, right? Like, I'm not sitting here on some sort of like pedestal here, but we all go through phases. And if I can prevent some of you from going through these types of phases, like I promise you, it's going to save you a lot, especially in this type of world where nothing is unrecorded. Okay. Everything is documented. So I urge you, especially my younger little angels, I caution you guys to be mindful of the things that you wear. And you know, what I kind of find cute about the Gen Zers is you guys really dress for comfort. I don't think the Gen Zers dress as sexy. I think some of them do, but it kind of looks like cosplay. You know, it's kind of cute a little bit, I will say. But I like that they dress super comfy. Now, they don't even wear jeans. I don't think the Gen Zers really own jeans and stuff like that because all they do is wear sweats. But it doesn't really seem like as a part when I was a millennial. When I was growing up, leggings came out. And it was like very like, oh my gosh, like you don't dare wear leggings without a skirt over it. Do we remember those days where leggings first came out and we were wearing skirts over the leggings? Do we not remember those days, ladies? Wow. Times have changed. Now we're wearing Lululemon every 5 seconds, like whatever. Anyways, seeking validation and utilizing men to fuel your ego. You're always going to attract the wrong type of person. You're not even going to be capable of attracting a healthier type of individual because of what it is that you're pursuing. And so your desires are going to be different from somebody that isn't, you know, seeking that validation and trying to feed their ego in that way. All right. Next is a interesting one, right? Seeking validation from even your parents. You know, I think this is a good thing to touch on because a lot of our self-esteem and self-worth does stem from the people that raised us, right? It is healthy to want to make your parents proud of you. It is healthy to desire and strive to have a good relationship with your family. But you also do need to have boundaries because at the end of the day, this is how I live my life. I don't care who you really are to me. I treat you accordingly. If you're in a severe case, you can love people from a distance. If you come from a home where your mom may be a clinical narcissist or your father may be, you know, abusive or a narcissist, you can't, you know, let them run all over you because that's going to, you know, really affect your mental health. That's not allowing you to thrive and grow as an individual, even though those are your parents. You know, there still has to be boundaries there because at the end of the day, people are genuinely people. Again, I did not say disrespect them. I said love from a distance. I strongly believe in loving people from a distance because some of us get ourselves into trouble in the name of family. So you just are going to live a life that is so unfulfilling and make yourself perpetually miserable, essentially, because, oh, that's my mom. Oh, that's my dad. And you're just literally hurting yourself. All right. There is a lot of danger in seeking validation solely from even our parents. And it can definitely hinder our personal growth because there's always going to be this perpetual feeling of not wanting to disappoint them. So you want to just do everything they say. And, you know, our parents are our parents. So sometimes they're not always going to see eye to eye with us. Maybe there's something that we may feel strongly about that they necessarily feel otherwise on. And it's hard to have like a meeting of the minds. But if you truly feel convicted about something, like sometimes you just have to do it, you know, within reason. Sometimes you just have to do it and you do have to learn to treat people accordingly because at the end of the day, it really is about your health and your growth and getting to the place that you need to be without any like extra chaos and turmoil and confusion. And I just think it's important to touch on that because I know how difficult it could be, especially when it comes to living in a household. You know, anytime I mention not healing in a house, in an environment that made you sick, every single time, like I mentioned that, like someone will say, well, what do you do when like you live with them? And to that I say like, you know, in God, he really does give us peace that surpasses all human understanding. And I think that a lot of the times we tend to make people, like Prophetess Tiffany said, like our idols, where we reverence them and we are in awe of them more than like we are of God. And so because of that, we're so focused on what's happening in the physical realm that we're not building our spirits up because we don't want to do the work to do that. And so we're going to find no peace. When when I say that God gives you peace in the middle of the storm, I mean, house is going up in array and everything, and yet you have peace in the middle of the storm. Okay. That is like the type of peace that God will gift you with when you are seeking him diligently. And that's free to access. And that is just my honest advice. I understand not everyone can pick up and just go and move out and just like get an apartment and like find a roommate and like live that life where it's like, whoa, I totally just like, I hated my job, so I just quit my job. And like, next thing I know, I made like 100 grand the next year. Like, I understand how it goes. I understand that that is not, you know, ideal for a lot of people. So the only thing I could say that makes sense is to work on only your mindset. I'm sure you have your own little room that you can, you know, just your own little oasis, your own little private corner. Maybe you might have headphones, things like that. You can control what it is that you're listening to, and you can also control what it is that you're watching, at the very least. So that is my advice to situations like that. Next, I also want to address seeking validation from friends. All right. You should never be seeking validation from your friends, because that's truly not what they are there for. However, it is not lost on me that as human beings, we are pack animals. And especially when you're in high school, you're a lot younger, you want to fit in, you know, you don't want to be separate and stand out from the crowd. That is actually not what we want to do when we are growing up. It's only when we mature and kind of find our way a little bit, we don't mind kind of standing out. But for the most part, we all want to find our tribe, right? And so there is such significance in establishing genuine connections and friendships that empower us instead of validating us. You should not have friends around you that are only going to be yes men. Yes, it's nice to have people that are going to have your back and things like that. That's not what I'm saying. However, a lot of the times we don't have friendships where we can kind of hold each other accountable in a very respectful manner, and also even feel comfortable to hold people accountable. It's, you know what I mean? Like, some people you just know are not going to be receptive of it. They're going to be very defensive. They're going to be offended. They're going to feel like you're coming at them. They might feel like you think you're better than them because you're saying said thing. And I understand it's hard to find people that are going to be receptive to, you know, you explaining to them, hey, you know what? I think you should kind of reconsider what it is. Just, I don't know, food for thought. It's hard to be the person holding someone accountable, and it's also hard to be on the receiving end of it. And it's also hard to like, yeah, give that accountability as well. It really is uncomfortable on both sides of the spectrum. However, I think that these are situations like these types of, connections that you have are the ones that you should try and keep around when they are genuine. When you have a friendship where your friend can tell you something like, hey girl, like, to be honest, I don't think you should be with this guy. Okay. It's been 2 months. He hasn't really been consistent with you. You know, I love you, right? Like, listen, I'm gonna support you regardless. You stay with him, that's on you. I will not be like judging you from the sidelines or anything, but I'm just kind of giving you my opinion because I feel like I, of course, really don't want you to be hurt. I'm not going to be the type of person to be like, break up with him immediately. Like, I understand it takes time. And that's another thing. We have to give our friends grace and time because we would want the same thing done to us and for us. And, you know, I just wanted to kind of let you know what I was thinking, because I didn't feel right just like kind of watching this whole thing go down. And like, I didn't really say anything because sometimes not everyone can see what's happening. And it's important for us to maybe shine a light on that sometimes. And again, like, when it comes to situations like this, delivery is everything. And if you have a true like friendship with somebody, they're going to be able to take the message and not all of a sudden look at you crazy. You know what I mean? There's a difference between someone that is trying to like check you, like, girl, what are you doing? You're being like a loser. Like, why would you ever tolerate this? Nobody likes friends like that, where they're always like judging your every move, feeling. And mind you, the people that are judging you are the biggest hypocrites. And oh, you don't have to worry about them, I can assure you, because they will have their day. The things that people used to try and check you for and judge you for, and I would never do this and I would never do that, and I just don't understand how this person could even do something like that, it's all going to come back to them. Trust and believe. Those types of people, they are harsh critics because they are a harsh critic of themselves and they are unhappy in their own lives. And it really is true, because misery absolutely does love company, and happy people do not do certain things. And as people evolve, you will see that they actually grow in grace and they start to cultivate more of a sound mind because they understand, whoops, I better not open my mouth about this because I've learned I never know what's about to happen to me. And the truth is, you really don't. So you want to have grace with people when you are approaching situations because you truly don't know if it's going to happen to you. It is so easy to say, I would never, I can't believe this, yada, 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 until magically the situation ends up in your backyard. Be mindful of that. So there are friends, as we know, who may not always tell us what it is that we want to hear, you know, or what's best for our ego. Like my god sister, she tells me like it is. I receive it. I have no problem with it. I tell her also like it is, if need be, but it's coming from a genuine place of love. And I can tell that. I love her. I trust her. I've never felt slighted in any way. Like, we have established a true, genuine relationship and love for one another where I trust her to be able to express her thoughts on something that's in my life. And she trusts me as well. I don't have to worry about, well, what did she mean when she said that? I don't go home thinking, why did she say this to me? Is she like at home at night doing this? Is she talking about? I don't think about those things. There is that, you know, intuitive and automatic understanding of she genuinely loves me and she wants to help me. You understand? And I really pray and wish and hope for nothing but those types of connections to be manifested in anyone listening to this and all of you guys' lives, anyone watching this, because that is something I realize is very rare. To be able to be receptive to being held accountable and also being given the floor to be able to hold our friends accountable at the same time is really just such an awesome thing, because sometimes people have dynamics where all they do is check each other. Well, girl, I don't feel like you should do this. Okay, well, girl, last week you were doing this. And it's like this weird, come on, frenemy type of energy where it's like always a side eye and always a conversation about explaining what you meant when you had to do this and do that. And those types of people are a nightmare to be around because all they do is just take in things just to judge you in their heads, and they're waiting for a moment to bring it up to you. Meanwhile, their life is in shambles and they are a complete mess. They are so emotionally immature and they don't have any bandwidth to understand how actual friendships work, which is why they think that they can behave and respond to things in that way. But that's another conversation for another day. Anyways, so the kinds of friends that you want to keep around are, like I said, the friends that are going to help you grow, okay? They're going to say things in love. You don't feel a weird bone in your body. It may be a little like uncomfortable to hear, but you don't feel weird. Like, man, how long was this person thinking this? Like, you don't get those thoughts. There's this, like I said, there's this comfortability and this intuitive understanding of, I know that this person loves me and cares about me. And that's all they want to do is genuinely help me. Okay. And this, the biggest category we can talk about is, of course, seeking validation through social media. Okay. So I want to address the culture of comparison, okay, and seeking validation through the likes and the comments and the followers on the social media platforms. All right, social media is my job, all right? So yes, as far as business goes, yes, I have to have likes and comments and engagement and all these different things because it's my business. Where you have me twisted is where it's not your business and you're operating like you are under some sort of LLC here. You're not getting paid for any brand deals. You're just literally using Instagram for what exactly? To stunt on who exactly? And I know we all know people that post on their Instagram like someone's really watching. And it's not like they're even an aspiring influencer either. They're just out here really just taking it more serious than they actually should. Okay. There are a lot of negative effects to relying on external validation in the virtual world. You are scrolling on Instagram, side-eyeing, hating on people, hate-watching people, following people, going through their followers list, trying to see who they follow, all these different things. It's just, it's messy. It's messy. It's no way to live. And there are a lot of people, unfortunately, that do live their life like that, where they are so influenced by everything they see around them. It's just everything is the same. And I also spoke about this in one of my YouTube videos when I was talking about not being an IG baddie, and I'm perfectly happy about it because some people just look to social media as the end all be all. Like, social media is their personality. There is no personality behind it. Okay. Like, they are void of any sort of anything. All they are just pictures. That's all that they are. And they take it so serious. And it really is unfortunate because they are looking to always make a move and do things because they just want to know who's going to like it, all these different things. It's not coming from a passion. Like, it's not coming from making an impact. You don't have a clothing line. Yes, it's nice that you wear nice clothing and you are in fashion. I'm not like getting down on that. I'm just speaking in general. But you're not an influencer. Why? What are you doing? Why do you care so much? Like, you have to work. Like, you're working in, you know, normal 9 to 5, da da da. Focus on that. You're not a fashion icon. You know what I mean, babe? Like, you're just not a fashion icon. You're trying to keep up with the Joneses. There's a difference. And you can tell, you can discern that there's a difference. You're not trying to start some like business here by actually whatever. I can tell you're posting this because you just want to be liked. You just want to stunt on, maybe you're competing against, you know, another girl to get with a guy or something like that. Like, very strange things. The things that some women do are very messy and very strange. And I hate to draw this parallel here, but they are almost all exclusively in the nightlife. I don't know what it is about the nightlife. Well, maybe I do if I really were to get into it, but it's just messy. All right. There are many different practical strategies, right, to cultivate self-validation. Okay. Especially in this digital age, you know, like, for instance, limiting your social media use, not neglecting your offline hobbies. Okay. Scrolling on social media is not considered a hobby. Whatever happened to like reading? Whatever happened to, I like coloring. You guys know this. I like coloring. There are so many different adult like coloring books you can use. What about just like being just a girl and turning on YouTube and just dancing to music videos, little things like that. Like, I don't know. I love wholesome, innocent activities like that. What about walking outside, you know, listening to a podcast or, you know, watching true crime? One of my favorites. What about, you know, going and working out? What about just like calling and checking up on a friend and seeing how she's doing? What about, you know, FaceTiming a friend and painting your nails together on FaceTime? What about like just like reading a book? I've done this too, like reading a book with a friend on FaceTime or something like that. Like a bunch of cute little girly activities. What about, you know, painting? What about a cooking class you could take? What about a dance class you could even take? You know, going to the movie. Like, there are a bunch of little things, but you know what? You don't want to do them because that's not interesting enough to you, because you would rather get instant gratification and a quick fix from, you know, getting likes and stuff like that. And it's not your job. Like, I'm not speaking to people who do this for a living, such as myself. Like, why would I make a video about that? I'm speaking to the vast majority where it's literally not your job, like in any capacity. Okay. The ultimate source of validation is God. God is going to validate you. Okay, that's going to give you that self-validation. All right, finding validation in your spiritual beliefs, connecting with God, seeking validation from God is going to provide a sense of purpose, worthiness, and fulfillment like nothing ever has. It is incomparable to anything. Okay, no matter how many affirmations you say to yourself in the mirror, it's not going to penetrate like the word of God is. Nothing is going to really work until you really buckle down and you say, all right, God, like, I'm ready. Like, this is where the validation is going to come from. Because again, there is a supernatural boldness that you possess when you go this route. There is a supernatural peace that you possess when you go this route. All these other things are temporary. They really are so temporary. And that's why you go through the ups and the downs and the highs and the lows on a consistent basis. That is not normal. That is not normal to go through these constant up high highs and low lows. And I've experienced them. So I'm telling you that right now. But with the knowledge that I have, I understand where it's coming from. And I understand that these are little attacks and ploys of the enemy to discourage me and make me feel like this is what I should place my value in. You know what I mean? Where it's just you're referencing and putting other things above God. And whenever you do that, you're going to always find yourself falling short because nothing compares. So people are going to always fail you. Things in life, we can't take them with us when we die. Yes, we all want success. Yes, we all want to be happy, but are we willing to do our part to meet God halfway? There's a reason why connection and validation from God is going to allow you to experience that unconditional love, okay? A sense of belonging and a purpose-driven life, all right? God's validation is going to go beyond human opinions and temporary measures, beyond human opinions and temporary measures, okay? So you're not going to care, because again, this comes with having that supernatural peace. You're not going to care about what he, she, or whatever is saying about you, because you have a peace in knowing I'm on the right track. I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing for myself. I know that I'm aligning with God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who I look like a fool to. You think I wasn't nervous when I started posting scriptures and stuff like that? On my Instagram and things like that, but it literally saved my life, you know, me reading the word every day and helped me really overcome being, you know, in spiritual warfare for literally 3 years of my entire career and all these different things. And I just am shameless in telling the story about it because it really, really saved my life and it really, really helped me. It was nerve-wracking for me. The things that I put value in are so much more different. What I desire, what I'm attracted to emotionally, mentally, physically is so much more different and has evolved, being that I started to align myself with what it is that God wanted for me. And when I think about being validated in his eyes and not through humans' eyes, it really makes you start to care, honestly, not care at all about what humans' opinions are. You really just don't be caring. All right. And I know I speak a lot about discernment, you know, in my videos, and I pray that God will grant you, you know, the discernment and the ability to trust yourself in your own validation journey, because I know it's going to significantly create such an impact on your life. It's going to influence others. You never know who you're encouraging. I remember there was a day where I posted the scripture late and this lady, she DM'd me and said, my daughter and I, you know, we always wait for you to post the daily scripture on your Instagram every day. And it's like, wow, like you never know who's watching you that you are impacting. You never know. And to my luck, how I even know that I'm aligned to for me in my life is I have not had any negativity at all about going the route that I have. And normally I wouldn't even want to say something like that, because then I would feel like fear of, oh, if I say it, then watch it start happening. No. I do not believe that. I'm standing on what I'm standing on. I trust God in all aspects of my life. And I know that all is well. It's all working out for my greater good. It's all working out for your greater good. And so thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate it. I would love to know what are your thoughts about this. Let me know in the comment section down below. I'm in the comments. I want to chat with you. I want to talk to you. I want to know what's up. I want to know if you are on a spiritual journey right now. I want to know what are you going to do differently in 2024. Okay. So thank you so much for listening and watching. I want you guys to know that I love you and God loves you, and I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.